Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little sea here after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. There it is. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast. And as I on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, I'm still working out the new tooth thing going on inside my head.
You sound fucking great. You what?
Buffering fucking cat.
You don't sound like Sylvester the fucking cat. Stupid.
Don't cuss, Willow.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut up, Willow.
Shut the fuck up, Willow.
Damn it.
My name's Patrick Vile, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And are we even impressed with Sarah Palin anymore? I mean, really, she's not that crazy.
Well, I mean, TikTok. Give it a moment, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening to us live here this lovely Tuesday, another day off yesterday. Just bullshit going on. Like I said, if you don't know the story, I'm talking funny because I had some mouth surgery last week.
It went well, though, right?
I guess. What happened? I have a new apparatus.
You got a new mouth put in with a wider throat.
So the choice is to leave it. Yeah. I'm moving up the scale. I don't know why I would assume that porn stars who can suck bigger dicks get paid more, but
you know,
I guess that's a specialty, right?
There's a guy that goes to my comedy show, which is every Saturday night. By the way, there's only two more until at the Lotus Lounge Saturdays at 10 p.m. It's a free show. And, yeah, thank you, everyone.
It's going down the tubers.
It is, you know, and there's a guy that heckles there by the name of, Jonathan. And he informed me that he has a really wide throat, which makes him really good at sucking cock. He just offered that up.
There you go.
Squeal. Squeal.
Yeah, yeah. Congrats on that wide throat of yours.
Thanks for joining us. Speaking of wide throats,
I guess you gotta. And you know what I said to him? Well, you gotta thank God for that, don't you?
Right. Tweet us during the show if you're listening to us live at Crab Diving. CRABDIVING.
Oh yes.
You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and smoke weed occasionally. Those that are into it,
right?
Those that aren't. Can stand up wind.
Yeah, yeah. Don't ruin my time.
Right.
Because you're a square.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Yeah, bitch.
ever since I put the Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
You told me to do that.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Put that on the old Pandora. There's some interesting.
Kendrick Lamar is fucking awesome.
Some interesting stuff going on.
Oh, God. Oh, by the way, I want to take a moment. At the beginning of the show, I just want to get this out of the way.
Uh-oh.
I want to apologize last week for my use of the word pussy on our Facebook page. And I am going, I'll make a deal with you.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
The late, great Rob Ford, right?
I totally withdraw my apology right now because...
Good for you, man.
That. I'm not.
Stick to your principles.
Right. I was going to say, I'll stop saying the P word if you stop saying the R word. I'll trade you.
Who, me?
Yeah, I love the word pussy just as much as you like the R word. Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. We were talking about words that were hard for us to drop.
Right.
So I thought we could make a deal like that episode in All of the Family where...
Oh,
Archie says he'll quit smoking cigars if Meathead stops eating.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, my God. It's
I would go back and
hilarious.
Totally watch those again. I remember the one where they were having the drill to if there was a fire or something.
Uh-oh.
And you're supposed to have a drill to get out of the house.
Yeah.
And, of course, Archie was... I don't know if he was organizing it or I forget who it was, but anyway,
Meathead, stay up there.
He walked well, yeah, but he walked in on Meathead, and somehow they ran out of time.
Yeah,
and Meathead was standing with one sock on and a shoe over it,
right,
tied.
Yes,
and the other foot was barefoot,
right.
And Archie had two socks on,
yes,
but hadn't gotten to put it either. Shoe on.
Yes.
And they went, it was a whole fucking hilarious scene of them arguing over a sock and a sock,
that's
then a shoe
awesome.
And a shoe. That's the way you do it. It's a sock and a sock, then a shoe and a shoe. That's the way everybody does it. That's Archie lost his mind.
Yeah.
And then I think the joke was Meathead was like, I don't know if it's raining or snowing out, I can hop around still totally dry.
You're fucked.
Something like that. It's great. Ancient comedy, ladies and germs.
I like the one where Archie made out with Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was the funniest.
I mean, if the gays want to go out and do their gay sex, that's one thing.
Pat Robertson. All kinds of, I mean, it's exhausting. Your mom, Ryan's mom texted, not yours, who's listening, unless your mom is listening and texts the show. Ryan's mom texted us and said, I don't know, something about Trump yesterday. You know, like, how about Trump or whatever?
Yeah, what did she say?
And holy shit, I mean.
She said it's exhausting.
I said it was exhausting.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah, yeah. And it really is. It's
he never
nuts.
Disappoints.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We get, thank you, everyone that sends us shit.
Right.
For the
we
show.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we get, you know, when something like that happens. We get a few different versions of it.
Yeah, yeah.
sent to us. Holy shit kind of stuff. Take a look at this, which is great.
I always like to, when a bunch of big shit is going down, like the, you know, he fires Comey or it came out that our president just decided to tell Russia shit that the Israelis told him, you know, that's lovely. Look at all like the environment.
Well, the Israel things today. They just, that is today's news, right?
That's hot. I like to check the the environmental shit and all the other ancillary gun stuff and the abortion shit. All this bullshit's going on, right? Meanwhile, he's rolling back all this shit Obama put in place. He's doing horrendous things to the country.
But it's so much better than if he was like smart and didn't tweet and shit, right? Imagine the stealthy, horrible shit they could be doing. If they all agreed.
Yeah, yeah.
And just the decimation.
That's true.
Look at the tax things they're trying to, you know, they're fuck the poor in their holes.
Right.
That they don't, their least favorite hole.
Yes. Whatever hole. And the cheapest hole. You know? Of course, all this is kind of like what we're talking about. I feel like it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit as soon as Kim Jong-un decides to fucking... I don't know, attack South Korea or do some kind of fucking bullshit.
I'm still optimistic on that one.
Yeah.
Well, I think, have we heard anything from Schittler about North Korea in
no.
a couple of days? Even when Kim Un Jong, I don't know, what do you call Kim?
Kim Jong-un.
Kim is the last name.
But
it's not like,
you know, but we
Kim Cattrall.
Oh, really?
No. It's like Kim.
Which Sex and the City character is Kim Jong-un? do you think? See Samantha?
See, I wouldn't have remembered Sex and the City part.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch one of those?
Yeah, I've seen many of those.
Really?
They're really great. I don't know, man. You know, there's I saw. Listen,
oh, that was a girlfriend watch.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck yeah. But okay. That's. Listen, they aren't all horrible because it's on HBO, and so they let those characters talk like fucking adults, and all those actors are good.
Right.
Like you can watch. That's a good show. I mean, it's not my thing, but all those actors are good. It's not like you're watching shitheads vomit out horrible fucking lines about nothing. Like us. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
Well, this whole show's scripted, by the way. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Michael Bay wrote it.
We're like Mammoth.
Yeah.
David Mammoth on Hungover after a 7-day bender. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, like I said, you can tweet at us anytime at Crab Diving and participate on our Facebook page.
Was Mammoth
and
a drunk? Was he a big drunk?
No.
No, you don't know.
Okay. I'm alleging nothing.
Okay, I didn't know if he was a famous drunk or something.
Being hyperbolic and humorous. Right. Don't sue us. It's a joke, not
he's
like
listening.
That. Not like that twunt.
Is he dead? David Mammoth's
no,
not
no,
dead.
No.
No, he's still directing. Yeah. Movie, right? Okay. Let us know when you're dead, David.
Not like that James Woods twunt, who...
elitist,
God
fuckhead.
Damn, did you see... Well, first of all, I think he ended up settling. Like, that guy, some dude, like some schmuck like us, just tweeted out, called him a cokehead or something like that. And he turned around and sued him.
Oh, my God.
And like, holy typical fuck. Trumpian, angry old rich white entitled fuck fashion, I'm going to outlawyer you.
Ugh. And then, I'm just going to bury you.
Yeah, and that's basically
right.
What happened. And and they were having a hard time proving it because, you know, you have to say, I think he's a cokehead.
Right. Allegedly. Some have said.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you get sued.
But I think he ended up settling and or winning that case.
Right.
Whatever. But he tweeted something. Did you see Anderson
Cooper
was interviewing Kellyanne Gables?
Nine!
And Conway, pardon me. And
oopsie.
And she said something Kellyanne Conway-ish.
Yeah.
And even Anderson Cooper, the pro that he is, rolled his eyes. Have you seen the eye roll? It's a GIF file now
that's
flying
awesome.
Around. Doesn't move his face at all, hardly. But just rolls his eyes up in his head and then looks
perfect
down.
Isolated movement. He practiced that.
His mom
used to teach him how to do that when he was a kid. Gloria.
Why was I talking about Anderson Cooper?
I think you were talking about Kellyanne Conway said something so fucking stupid. He rolled his eyes. Like, it's difficult to talk to that loon. She's on the news. Did she tell Morning Joe that she hates Trump and is only in it for the fucking money? What a shocker.
Well, she refuted that already.
Oh, she says that's not true.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine her going to work? He hate watches those shows.
But like, dude, I mean, why in the fuck would anybody work for Donald Trump if not for the fucking money?
Well, why would anybody tell Morning Joe anything?
Oh, I know.
Mika.
Right. A perv sitting around in his fucking gym pants, drinking his Starbucks.
I mean, seriously. He ratted on her.
Yeah, he did. I mean...
She secretly hates him.
Fine. I'm glad he shared that with us, though. I mean...
Allegedly.
For a second. You know, there's a second there, and you have to squint and freeze that moment. But there, she seemed almost human.
Mm.
But not quite!
Yeah. I think we need a jury.
Yeah, right. What's wrong with her?
We can see what's going on in the headlines. What shitlarian catastrophe is floating around the airwaves at the moment?
Thank you, America.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, May 16th. Holy shit, we moved in 15 days.
The year!
2017
of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Crab diving, heading off to
Florida, baby.
The Panhandle.
The Redneck Riviera.
Loading up the truck, moving out of Beverly.
Load.
Hills, that is.
We don't live in Beverly Hills, though.
Koreatown doesn't rhyme.
There are no hills here.
Right.
You think you're getting hills?
You little son of a bitch. Socialist cocksucker.
Cock holster.
Paul Lepage.
Oui, oui. He's French.
Well, I'm sure at one point, but the
Lepage. Paul Lepage.
Paul Lepage. Whoa, goddamn.
Shut up.
Nobody else heard that.
Why did the orchestra come in early? Fuck.
There's a one of those pop-up videos that came up in the story, and I didn't have that feed going out to the masses. The headline says Eric Erickson, who you'll recall...
A douche.
Back in the day, was one of the more heinous crazies on the right. He's the Red State guy, I think is his.
Is he a Viking?
Website. Lunatic, whose parents were mean to him by naming him Eric Erickson.
Yeah, that's a name out of that show,
my
Vikings. He's related to those people, the Norse.
That he said Trump's Russia leak, gross, is
yummy,
far worse than reported.
No.
The conservative pundit says he knows who leaked the news about the president giving the confidential intel to Russia. You know, that's the Trumpian and the GOP stance right now is like, well, who leaked this? Oh, my God.
You know what I love during this whole thing? Watching the gradual progression of the GOP go from apathy to sort of giving a fuck. I saw a headline, the GOP, I swear to God, somebody said alarmed. Now they're alarmed. Yesterday was concerned.
Oh, that was Corker.
Yeah.
Who's,
I think McCain might have been alarmed today.
Oh, is he?
Wow. He's alarmed, guys. We're getting alarmed now. God.
Yeah.
What a bunch of broke dicks.
He is saying that he's vouching for the reliability of at least one of the sources who revealed to the Washington Post that Trump disclosed, quote, highly classified information.
Now,
classified.
Who cares? Jeez.
I have to retrain my tongue.
Oh, really?
While meeting with Russian officials last week.
You got any exercises? Did the doctor give you any exercises?
Yeah.
Write your name in the snow with
text me. He says he knows one of the sources, and he supports their decision to go to the media. He says, this is a real problem. I treat this story very seriously because I know just how credible, competent, and serious, as well as seriously pro-Trump, at least one of the sources is.
Oh, man. Guys, the GOP is going to start giving a fuck in a second. Well, he cares. Why can't he get his buddies to care?
He says, ask yourself a question. If the president, through inexperience and ignorance, is jeopardizing our national security and will not take advice or corrective action, what other means are available to get the president to listen?
Electroshock therapy.
And recognize
that?
The error of his ways.
Oh, God, that's...
So, I mean, he's still...
That's not gonna...
A conservative, so I guess he's still trying to keep the cause going, still trying to fuck poor people and take health care away and launch everything browner than a Twinkie out of the country.
Let's see. He lost an aircraft carrier, and then he just gave some bullshit to the Russians because who gives a fuck? Let's wait. Let's give him another chance. Come on. He can do it.
Yes. I was adjusting my tooth.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice. Oh, shit.
I had to brush beforehand. I have a special fancy toothbrush. It's whisper thin and like an angel's fart. Soft.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I didn't
it's amazing.
You could, quantify that.
So there you go. Even some of the conservatives, I think he's kind of turned into an anti-Trumper earlier, though. Not as early as Glenn Beck, which, by the way, big Beckian news.
Did he die?
Today.
Okay.
No, you must not have checked out. You didn't see it on our Facebook page yet.
I did not see it.
That's good. Because prepare thyself.
Kate, bring me the readout on that.
Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Thumbs us up. Like our shit. Share it. Or else.
I'll get to that story in a second after this Eric Erickson thing.
Yeah, wee.
Fuck you. He says that he's told that what the president did is actually far worse than what is being reported.
What?
The president does not seem to realize or appreciate that his bragging can undermine relationships with our allies and with human intelligence sources. He also does not seem to appreciate that his loose lips can get valuable assets in the field killed.
Oh, gee. I know. I was reading about this whole fucking thing. It is maddening.
All he even had to do was mention a city or a town.
A clue, right?
And the Russians could then put two and two together because they got brains and tentacles everywhere. Ooh. And find out who the likely assets are and maybe offer them up to their Syrian bud. I mean, or something like that.
And then how do you get that information out of Schindler? Just send anybody into a room with him alone. Right. And they are going to own him, I assume.
And the info came from the Israelis. And
okay.
I'm thinking they probably didn't give their A-OK for him to toss an audible. And you know the way he did it, the story, the way it came out, is that he just couldn't figure out a way to stick another finger in the hole of Kislyak. Yeah. And Lavrov.
He didn't have to say it, probably. He probably just offered it up.
And he was
what I mean?
He was like, oh, I get the greatest intel now. I get the greatest intel. You know, we have this guy. We have this guy. He's a sheep vendor in Ramallah. Ramallah. All of a sudden, that's all you need. That's it. All of a sudden, sheep vendor's dead.
Yeah.
D-E-D. Because of this fucking idiot boasting.
You left out a... Is it...
Well, in case there's any Trump listeners.
Oh, right.
Trump lovers listening.
We don't spell, hippie. Fuck you. I mean, what are we supposed to do? I mean, there's nothing to do. We're waiting on you, Paul Ryan. Whenever you guys want to fucking get your dicks out of your fucking ass and go do something. Right? That's what we're waiting on. These fucking assholes at the GOP, right?
It seems uncomfortable.
you'll get used to it.
Each other's asses or your own dick in your
Doesn't
own
matter. Ass. What day of the
How
week is it?
How does that work?
Yeah. On Thursdays, I peg Louis Gohmert.
he just wears his barbecue in bed.
Right.
I'll bring the tongs.
What a fucking idiot.
So there you go. Eric Erickson, a giant conservative dickwad. Is saying that he heard the leak is far worse. And why wouldn't it be? Because the way Spicy dodged this one, are the reports that they had to send people everywhere to do damage control?
Oh, yeah, man.
They had to say, oh, my God, they had to send people to the intelligence committees on both of at both the House and the Senate. They had to send people to the CIA, to the FBI.
Damage control.
And say... Oh, my God. Trump just told the Russians this.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Get ready. He may have compromised a source or an asset.
Somebody's going to get killed because
wasn't
of this idiot.
His. The Republicans are going around saying, well, he can do that. He's the president. He can decide at that moment.
Why would he?
Which is true.
But why?
Terrifying that he has that power,
didn't Dick Cheney do the same fucking shit with Valerie Plame?
Valerie Plame. Just to be a dick, yeah. But
what the fuck is wrong with the GOP? They all suck. Crooks.
But the president does not have the right to spill the source of another one of our friends that gave the intel. He can't make that decision for them. So now the Israelis and other of our friends, in quotes, around the world are like, why would we tell this asshole anything? To keep your mouth shut, because this moron is going to be trying to give a reach around to Duterte.
To anybody.
When he comes from the Philippines, and he's going to drop one of your assets. I've got
great intel. Doesn't he want to just be the smartest guy in the room, and he wants to impress everybody, so he talks his fucking ass off? What a horrible quality
he's
to have.
Loudmouth uncle.
Fucking leader, I guess.
Uncle-in-law. He's always an in-law.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got a fucking opinion.
The loudmouth, yeah.
Buttering their baked potato and shoving turkey in their fucking pie hole, their cock holster.
Speaking of loudmouths with opinions.
Yes.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. You can help us out here.
Hell yeah, baby.
Buy your shit on the internet. It's to those that have and do, thank you much.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
That's it. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I found out that
liberal media.
Some listeners have been... Everything they bought on Amazon for the last 2 years, they bought through our link.
That's very kind.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Krabby Claws up to you, buddy. Or whatever crabs do. What do crabs do? They don't have emotions. Or a vertebrae.
Well, they might. But
what do you mean?
They're tasty, so people don't care if they have emotions.
You get crabs like sitting around like, God, ennui.
Right. Pondering the mysteries of the universe.
I'm living in the question.
Even a real fucking crab wouldn't vote Trump.
Oh, fuck. Of course not. He's dumping shit into the place in which the crab lives.
Don't mind this oil, Derek.
Yeah, I'm going to put
my
it in
my little crabby friends.
Shove it up your ass, and I'm going to send my...
I had the crabs once.
Oh, yeah.
I got it from a Russian hooker who peed on me.
Oh, man. What a fucking mess this is.
The headline over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you. God, I'm so glad Hillary didn't win. I mean, could you imagine having someone so unqualified and corrupt? And you know what really frustrates me? Let's say Trump was not this corrupt. Let's just say that he just didn't know what to do.
I know he disguised himself so well during the primaries and the election.
But he didn't know, like, he had a whole team of people that didn't know dick about running the White House. Mm-hmm. How do you think Hillary would have rolled in there? Do you think she would have known what the fuck was up? Do you think there would have been one hiccup? Fuck no. They would have found the lights in the goddamn cabinet meeting room.
The morons try to say that it'd be World War III because of the fact that she wouldn't try to deep throat Vlad.
No, she would not.
And but she's not gonna, that no-fly zone that she wanted to enforce. She wanted to do that with a coalition.
Yes.
That hopefully would have included the Russians in some capacity. Not, we're gonna impose a no-fly zone, and if those Rushkies fly in, we're gonna blow them out of the sky. That's what the dummy Republicans were saying was gonna happen. She's gonna start World War III.
Do you think she would have had a moment in the Oval Office where she's on her way to sign one of those stupid executive orders and somebody asks her a question in the press and it freezes her up and she gets so confused, her eyes glaze over, then she walks out without signing the EO.
Yeah, and then has to tweet.
Then he went to tweet. Really?
Well, yeah.
I'm
just saying.
God, what the fuck? We didn't elect the most qualified person ever to be president, so we elected the worst person ever.
Insane.
Whatever. The space aliens need to fuck us up. That's all there is to that.
Yeah. He, Trump gave himself the kiss of death.
Yeah.
He's
flexible.
Really flexible.
Where did he get
right in his own taint.
His dick. That's the only thing he could do to impress me. If he could suck his own cock, I'd be like, there you go, Shitler. That's something.
I got no problems there.
He talked about his dick in the debate.
The presidential candidate. Well, the president talked about
his dick.
His penis. to little Marco.
That's who you guys in the flyover states voted for.
Earlier over at the Drudge Report, the way, Fox News.
Yes.
The hard-hitting journalistic.
Hard.
The hard-hitting journalistic standards that they have over there are in full effect right now.
Oh, yeah?
As they cover this latest Trump opening his duck face and handing the Russian twins some intel that they didn't need to hear.
Yeah.
Here's the coverage over at Fox.
Oh, jeez.
Hillary Clinton they're going after.
God, she's not even doing anything.
Yeah.
She lost.
I don't know. There's something somewhere else. There, some other committee is going to investigate her again
or
something. And to me, it looked like some shenanigans from the GOP that they're now claiming, oh, look, she's guilty. Obviously, these idiots from the GOP are going to investigate her.
Oh, my God. So she
obviously she's guilty.
They want to investigate that. They just don't care. They don't care about us.
It's such a waste of taxpayer money.
You know, I mean, should we be worried? I mean, really, what could go wrong? There's just a guy in the White House twaddling about letting the Russians go wherever the fuck they want to go. Is he letting them in? He's not letting them see the big board, is he?
The big board?
The big board. You know, the
one
big,
that Bannon has?
No, the big board, the one that Reagan wanted to see. From Dr. Strangelove, oh, the big right, board.
Right. over at the Drudge Report, the headline, we can't be talking about what's going on with Trump and Russia.
Oh, yes. Look, there's cum on a dress.
The North Korea nukes, more powerful than feared. 15 days. Hold out.
Oh, God.
Hold out, Kim. 15 days.
Come on.
I don't think they'll be able to reach the panhandle of Florida.
Well, they don't need to. They're like, why would you nuke Florida? For what reason?
Right.
It's Florida. You can improve it. I'm joking.
It leads to the sun.
Yes.
In the UK.
Hello.
Kim Nuke fears.
Kim Nuke.
Shocking news satellite photos.
Shocker.
Show North Korea's nuclear missiles are more powerful.
Fuck you.
Missiles are more powerful than the world feared and can hit the U.S.
Look at me, big powerful missile rocket. And can hit the U.S.
I don't know if that's true.
It can hit Guam. I read this, right?
Well, that's part of the U.S.
Yeah, but not really. I don't even know where the fuck is that. It's in the Pacific.
Right.
But specifically, where?
You sound like Jeff Sessions.
Well, yeah, we don't know where the fuck
Hawaii.
Yeah.
How can some guy down in that island full of brown homos decide what the president can do?
Can we agree on something? Just one thing. The Trump administration, none of them know shit about Asia. Not that I do, but they sure as fuck don't. They don't know where Indonesia is in comparison to fucking North Korea. And, you know, the thing with Guam or Hawaii. What was that? Oh, Sessions.
Yes.
Sessions called Hawaii like a so-called state.
Well, there was a federal judge in Hawaii who put a hold on Trump's no Muslims allowed.
Right.
I mean, it's not a Muslim ban at all.
God, I just suggested that Hawaii was part of Asia, which it is not.
Right.
It's not.
Right. I guess. Yeah. You know.
It's no way. You can't see how anybody would think that. It's not in Asia. It's not even in that country.
It's halfway there. It's not part of the way there.
It's not in the country of Asia.
I don't know. According to this, it's shocking. New satellite photos, which apparently show some big swinging missiles over.
Oh, well.
That Kim Jong-un has.
God, can't someone just fucking reason with that lunatic? Just say.
Well, not our lunatic. That's the whole fucking problem.
What if we give him the Kardashian sisters? What if we sell them into Kim Jong-un slavery? Ooh, and
Alaska.
They can have those people.
Is in range.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Well, that's not cool.
That would put the U.S. military base at Guam, Hawaii, and Alaska within range, is the report.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly glad that Schittler has been handling this North Korea thing so succinctly.
Oh, right.
We're fucked.
The last person, really, we need to be dealing with.
On anything.
Yeah, 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 with anybody.
Dude, I wouldn't want to. Listen, if Schittler
came in and
said.
Unless you're a Putin fan.
Yeah. If Schittler came in and said, okay, everybody, I'm going to Starbucks. I'm taking orders. What can I get? I'd be like, you know what? No, 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 no. I'll take orders. And I'll just hand the sheet to you. Right. And you can pick it up because you're going to fuck everything up, dude.
So there you go. Those are your headlines. We have to be fair and balanced and read what's going on over at the Drudge Report. I'm squinting.
Bleh.
Trying to see.
There's nothing, right?
Well, it says Washington Post newsroom cheers after the latest hit on the president.
What does that mean? Are they cheering like the way the Republicans cheered when they passed that Trump care and sentenced a bunch of kids with pre-existing conditions to
here's
to
what
an
it
early
says.
Fucking cunting death?
applause in the newsroom as the Russia leak scoop breaks the Hollywood Access record for most readers per minute. They broke the record on their website.
Wow.
For hits on that specific story.
Yeah.
So they specific story. Yes. I'll work on that. That's, combination.
It sounded great to me.
And they were crowing about it a little bit.
God.
Hey, we broke all of our records
yeah.
on that story.
It doesn't mean they're happy
they
with what's happening.
They also might win a fucking Pulitzer on that story and yeah. their coverage of what's been going on. And Drudge spins it as Washington Post newsroom cheers after the latest hit on the president.
Oh, please. Fuck right off. The Drudge has the nerve to poo-poo the Washington
Post's the headline.
Coverage of something.
What does Drudge cover? Right.
Nothing.
The only thing he ever covered was semen on a blue dress.
Oh, yeah. That's how he made his mark.
This is one story.
No pun intended.
Right? He was some shitty
right, yeah,
blogger, equivalent of a blogger, newsletter.
They're shitting on the Washington Post. You got to be fucking kidding me. God. You guys are, Drudge is part of the fucking problem, right? I mean, they proliferate a bunch of bullshit. Maybe they don't put fake, do they put fake news on their site, do you think?
No, it looks like it looks like Drudge is trying to say that it's because Jeff Bezos, the yes. Amazon dude who owns the Washington Post, because he hates Trump. But, so, obviously, they're fake hits on the president.
You know, saying someone does something because they hate Trump is starting to be not a valid thing, because how do you not hate a president who's giving secrets to the fucking motherfucking Russians,
but
dude?
Also, somebody called them. Nobody is refuting the story. Somebody called them that knows, that's close to knows to knowing what is happening, or was maybe even there. Who the fuck knows?
Right.
Maybe it's Ivanka. She just can't stand it, so she's calling the WAPO. I don't think so.
No, I think she's fine.
But who knows? Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Some highly placed aide or who knows?
You know what I think Ivanka's doing?
Or it's Uncle Nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Who is thrilled to sow more discord. There's that theory out there that the Russians might have been behind the leak.
Yeah, why not?
They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that idiot told us that. Let's tell the WAPO.
I love that. It seems like the Republicans, maybe they think since the Russians got Trump elected, maybe they think the Russians are done meddling in our shit, so they don't need to investigate it anymore.
Well, Trump doesn't believe the Russians did anything. He still won't admit that the Russians fiddled with the election.
Ooh, yes. He's an asshole.
Last week, wasn't it? He had an interview where he was like,
it
could have been China. It could have been North Korea. It could have been Russia.
It could have been, but it wasn't. It was a fucking Russians,
right.
You idiot.
Right. We should be thinking about, right now, if Hillary were in charge, the Republicans would be pissed at how few sanctions she was putting on the Russians.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
But if Hillary...
You're so weak with Putin.
Nothing of the sort would be happening if there was a Democrat in fucking office. I am so sorry. None of this shit would be happening.
I mean, North Korea, he'd be swinging his dick around because that's kind of what they do with each new leader. And, you know, it's kind of what a lot of these loons do when we have a new regime here of any type. They saber rattle, they see how far they can get with you or whatever. But goddamn,
the world would be a lot different.
Oh, sure.
With Hillary,
be handled a lot differently, because we'd have a real State Department who was working to make sure that the whole world didn't go moves up.
I mean, maybe Duterte wouldn't get so many phone calls showering him with fucking praise and things like that.
Erdogan!
You're fantastic!
Right!
Oh, yeah, here's a reach around, buddy.
God, Trump was almost like spoon-feeding him caviar this afternoon.
They showed a picture of Angela Merkel and Macron hanging out. Big fucking fast buds already. And where are we in that relationship?
You know what they're laughing about?
Us!
They've got CNN on, and they're like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
That fucking idiot.
Look at those dumb Americans.
The guy, he held to what's-her-face's hand and walked her around the White House.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
Good Can you tell that French mayor? Yeah, we get it.
I know.
We get it, Mayor of Paris. He's an idiot. Lay off a second, okay? We're having a tough time.
And then there's, I mean, the Trump suckers are out there saying that, you know, this is just part of his brilliant plan. His part of his, you just don't understand. It's part of, yeah. he's playing chess. He's seeing 25 moves ahead of all you dumb right. libtards.
You know, that,
He's not. He shot off his fucking mouth.
Right. Those, the people that say Trump has a plan, this is a genius plan of his, that's like saying the writer's room for Dallas when they said What's-His-Face had a dream and that whole season didn't really fucking exist. Patrick Duffy, right. You know what I'm talking about?
We'll work a late 20th century reference into our...
Yeah, whatever. Leave that for the douchebags. You know what I mean?
The douchebags?
Yes. But like, it's just like, that's like saying that was brilliant. It wasn't. It was lazy. There's no plan here.
Right.
What part of a plan would it be like, take a couple of these weird Russian guys, one dude who says he's a photographer, into the White House, then take your penis out and show it to him? What part of the plan is that?
It's he thinks he's in the mob.
What part of the plan is, okay, plan 37 point B, step A, Sean Spicer hides in the fucking bushes.
Well, he showed us who he was and told us. Yes. He said he doesn't plan.
Right, he didn't do shit.
I go by my gut. I react.
Have you ever read about
bang, bang, boom.
Oh, the little fucking gestures you made when you do that voice? It's like
I react.
Like he's doing a tiny little dance or something. You know, do you ever read the theory Schittler has? This is truly disturbing. About exercise?
Oh, yeah.
That how, maybe we talked about it on the show, that when you're born into this world, you have a battery. You have a life energy.
Right.
And throughout your lifetime, you only have so much life energy to exert.
Right.
To put out there.
That's why you shouldn't masturbate.
Or exercise.
Right.
Yeah. That's what he says. That's why he says he doesn't exercise. He's like, all my friends are athletic that work out.
Yeah, it depletes you.
Listen, they're getting their hips replaced, their knees replaced, they're in horrible shape.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Who in the fuck is coming along and being like, hey, look at that big thick thing. Let me take care of that. You're going off to battle soon.
Who would listen to that and be like, God, I can't wait to vote for him again. Well, somebody who's like, he represents me fully.
Think of all the shit that's out there about Schittler. A lot of people voted for him, but yet they heard him say that thing about your life force. You've only got so much life force energy to exude.
Well, I think he said a lot of things people heard.
God.
Little pussy grabbing going on there.
God.
So we haven't.
We got a stupid perv as our president. He's a stupid fucking perv.
Many, many adjectives. Well, those are nouns. Many, many bad nouns and adjectives about what we got going on.
Bad noun.
Hopefully, I mean, maybe like the phoenix, we will rise again.
Oh, yes.
Maybe we'll be stronger. Who knows?
I'm sorry. I would like to think we could learn something, but the truth is we have to wait for these bigots to die and become worm food, and then we'll be better.
Well, how about just the fact that being allegedly good at business doesn't mean you can do fuck all in governance? Because in many aspects of business, especially big honking evil corporatist business, you have to be a sociopath to really succeed. You're an oil dude, if you're Rex Tillerson, you don't give fuck all about the world rumbling anywhere from fracking as long as you're pumping it out and making billions. You don't care if otters are turned black and are
they're black
dying in they're well they're brown.
Opinion
rolling around in oil,
but they love that.
It's good for their skin.
It's great for their fucking skin. Oh, fuck this.
But they don't care as long as they're making money. Duke Energy doesn't give a shit.
They don't give a fuck.
The whole point.
By the way, I love seeing the otters at the goddamn zoo whenever you go to some.
Is that a gay bar?
Oh, yes. It's a total. It's a steakhouse. Otters.
So the big story, one of the big stories of the day, has to do with somebody we haven't heard from.
That's media rape right there.
What?
We will pound you into glass. You want to be a tool in his hands?
But you know what?
Oops. You said you wouldn't do it. You just did it.
His little Gohmert slipped in there, which is kind of appropriate. He still slings wood for Louis.
Does Glenn Beck still work at his HQ in Texas with his green room and his shooting range?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't heard that much from him because, really, Alex Jones has been putting out everyone. So, well, I don't know.
The big news we heard from, the most recent news we heard out of the Beck camp was that he was selling off his claymation studio.
Right. And he was suing.
God, he had a claymation studio.
He settled with Tony Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren? Tony Lauren?
Hello?
I guess they settled. She got to keep her Facebook page.
Okay.
And I guess her website or something. And I think basically she won. I think she...
Is that good or bad? Do we give a fuck?
No, it's just... Well, any angst on that side is schadenfreude.
But,
ultimately, I guess no.
Okay.
I mean, it hopefully
I just didn't need,
it no. marginalizes them more and shows that their heinous worldview is going the way of the dinosaurs.
Who do I need to be more outraged
that they don't believe in?
Upon? Tony Lauren or Glenn Beck?
God. It's a hard one because she's a heinous harpy of hate.
But Glenn Beck.
And he was the enabler. But in this case, I think they shivved her. I think he shanked her in the yard.
How could he?
Because when she said, didn't she say something vaguely pro-choice?
Oh, shit.
And that was
it? Totally it. Yeah,
and the shit hit the fan. Yeah. And
he, like, busted his 1791 denim jeans.
Right. Then suddenly...
Popped him right off.
the few listeners, watchers, whatever the fuck he's got going on, that he's got left, he had to lance her like a boil.
Just think about
it. And fired her a couple days later.
What do these right-wing nut jobs do when they get famous or get any kind of success and they, like, have the Glenn Beck show? They sell bullshit. He sells jeans. He sells a stupid line of clothing for that probably is shit. And then fucking Alex Jones sells Prostagard or whatever the fuck that does. And water purification systems.
Guards your prostate.
They sell garbage.
Well, yeah.
They sell fucking garbage. $17.91 jeans.
Because it's hard for real advertisers to put up with.
Are we going to sell a clothing line? A Krabby?
Well, sure. We'll sell
Krabby berets. I want to sell a beret.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
Get back in the basement. He looks like Chunk from the Goonies, Alex Jones.
A little bit.
If you look at,
So we now have word that there's going to be a beautiful and wonderful pairing.
Oh, yes.
Well, I guess.
Of?
I guess bumping uglies would be far more appropriate term.
Perfect.
Two former Fox, now former Fox buddies.
Oh, shit.
Will be prancing through the fields of conservatude together.
Ooh.
Bill O'Reilly will be joining.
Oh, yes.
Glenn Beck.
Scissor Fest.
On Glenn Beck's radio show once a week on Fridays.
Bill, did they sue you for everything you're fucking worth?
I mean, I think this just shows how nobody wants Bill O'Reilly.
God.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody fucking wants Bill O'Reilly. Even Glenn Beck. I mean, Glenn Beck has prostate is the guard.
Prostrated
himself on the ground.
You are prostrated. You are.
And is whoring himself out is now getting Bill fucking O'Reilly.
How do you do that? Say, let me look at this guy's resume. Oh, personal life, a few dings here. Oh, what's that? You took your wife by the neck and threw her down the fucking stairs.
Allegedly.
Let me give you a job. I want you to work for me.
Now, Dildo O'Reilly Ite will know that he's been continuing doing his No Spin News podcast.
Does he do it with Coach Dave in a meetup group on Google?
And he said, well, we're going to do that every Friday until Beck gets tired of me.
Oh, yes. Is it true that Bill O'Reilly's going to go to 4chan?
It's, I think he's been there for quite a long time.
That's where I find all my good shit.
4chan.
Bill O'Reilly on his, whatever you call it, his podcast.
Yes.
Also said, it's a good outlet for me, you know, to discuss things back and forth with Beck.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a good friend. We don't agree on everything, and it's very lively.
Where'd all this cum come from? Jesus,
bitch ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit, motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Which one could that be for? Either.
I was just going to say.
More Bill.
Yeah, let's hire Snoop Dogg to fill in Bill O'Reilly's spot on Fox News. I'd rather, hey, wouldn't you like to hear Snoop Dogg just talk about the current events and shit?
Sure.
I'd give him a show.
Do that shit.
Snoop, if you want to do a show on the Crab Diving Network, anytime you want, buddy.
Hit us up, Snoop.
We will free up a time slot for you, buddy.
So that's the big news in media.
Hello.
If you guys were missing you some dildo and didn't want to pay for that shit.
How are we going to handle that much white dick in a studio at the same time?
Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more Glenn Beck then in the future. If he's got Bill O'Reilly on his stupid show on Fridays.
That's an impossible fucking, how do you pair those guys together? That's like putting Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant on the same fucking team.
Because Beck hates Trump. And Dildo is quite Trumpian, although he claims to be fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
In my analogy, which one is Michael Jordan and which one is Kobe?
He's probably pissed that they got rid of that hot piece of ass Tommy Lauren.
Yeah, that's the only
damn
reason.
It.
God, that's something though. Like, I mean, if you hire Bill for a job, I mean, you got to sit the guy down and say, hey, listen, we're excited to have you here. I assume all that other shit's behind you, right? I mean, we don't. I mean, what do I tell everybody on this staff here? You know,
I saw something that they said it's actually up to like 45 mil now. If you,
oh,
I think
my
if you
God.
Include all the everything Ailes got and the everything that they had to pay out on Dildo.
What were these guys doing? I mean, $45 million worth of fooling around and fucking harassing people. Got all these fucking rich white guys. Trump, Bill O'Reilly, they don't give a fuck. All those guys at Fox, they don't care. You know, the world is like an object to them.
I care.
Everything, you know what they see? These rich white guys, they wake up in the morning and they look around and they see the world is one giant fleshlight. How am I going to fuck it today? That's all it is.
Tweet us during the show at Fotlow, at Celeste Pewter, by the way. She embraced madness. She just tweeted a great picture of Martha Stewart standing between two portraits. One is a giant one of Snoop Dogg, and she's giving the peace sign to Snoop, and she's giving the finger to Trump. Follow it. So I'll retweet it.
I love that.
Follow us on the Twitter. Participate, tweet. That's awesome. I just retweeted.
Oh, shit. I retweeted it.
Uh-oh. It's a double retweet.
But we did it from different devices. Does it matter?
I don't know. Maybe one
Ask
of them
Trump.
Probably cancels out.
No, Trump would know. Ask him. He's into Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows?
No. Fuck no.
What does he know?
What do you mean?
Well,
he knows how to screw people. He knows how to hire nefarious lawyers to figure out ways to screw people. I can't even imagine that he comes up with his own evil plans of how to screw people. I think he pays people to screw people.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to have a contest.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give Trump a picture of the United States with all the states outlined, but not the names filled in.
Right.
I'm going to give you however long you want. How many states can you correctly label on the map? What percentage do you think he gets?
Russia. Oh.
And he goes up against Obama. Do you think Obama is able to label more states than Trump?
Yeah. You know who could do it?
Carmen Sandiego guy. Remember that game show?
Was Minnesota Senator Al Franken.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
There's that. That's one of his like weird, creepy savant talents or something. Like there's a video of him, I think, out there drawing a creepy creepily accurate map of the entire United States of America with the states divided.
Does it blow your mind that there's a guy in the Senate who used to be on Saturday Night Fucking Live and without question would make a much better president than the guy we fucking have?
Yeah.
I don't know why that blows my mind. I just... God, yeah. He's so fucking stupid.
There are reports now.
Yes.
I believe this is hot off today's presses.
Yummy.
Maybe from the New York Times.
Failing. Fake. Fake news.
The fake news New York Times.
That's what he calls them, the fake news.
Failing. Ignore their record downloads and record right. subscriptions. Lose. It's a lie. It's all numbers. You know numbers lie.
It's all numbers.
sure enough, today, President Trump.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Did he pull his dick out?
See.
Did he pull an Anthony Weiner?
He really put the gun to his own head and pulled the trigger when he fired Comey.
Right.
And the way he did it.
Right.
Because.
Shittily.
Well, yeah. And the people that are investigating you is not the hornet's nest that you want to kick over.
Oh, yeah. That's a good fucking point.
Because it wasn't just the queen hornet.
Right.
Or king hornet.
Now all the hornets.
The gender neutral hornet.
Yes.
Of Comey.
Right.
Because you could squash her. You've got the rest of the hornets to deal with now.
Yeah.
And not that they're going to invent evidence or anything. Yes. But I think they're done. I think it's probably somebody in the intelligence community that leaked the what Schindler did
right.
with the Russians, because they were briefed by somebody in the White House who was doing that damage control,
yeah.
right? So they went to the intelligence community and they had to tell them, oh my God, you know, Trump, no, don't worry, I think, or whatever. But just wanted to let you know that Trump kind of said this to the yeah. Russians.
And
bye. Thanks, kisses. And so by them ringing those alarm bells there,
yeah,
maybe somebody within that group was like, oh, my God, we got to get this to the press. We got to get this guy out of here before he kills us all.
Do you feel like the only people that can help us is the intelligence community? Because the Dems can't do shit, right, except scream.
Well, and the media.
Scream their fucking face off.
And the media.
Yeah.
Working together. And the fact that he hired a pit of vipers, a rogues gallery of backstabbing thieves who have no loyalty but for their own saggy old white skin.
Right.
And except for Ben Carson.
Yeah.
And they and Betsy DeVos, she might have had work done.
Ew, wee-wee. What did DeVos have done? A butt lift?
I don't know what's going on under there.
How about do something with your personality and your morals and your fucking
right.
heart? Maybe have a heart. She needs a heart implant. She really does, because I think she must have.
But they're going to sing like canaries.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's why Trump is in just utter full panic mode. I think he's done lost his mind. He's I think the first sign was Comey.
Yeah.
Comey was getting close. He knew it. And it's more than Trump Russia. I think these RICO charges, I think it's going to be mob. I think he's just got Russian mobster jizz all over him.
Perfect. I'll vote for that guy.
And it appears that he was, maybe, I'm speculating
yes.
here, but from what I've read and looked at.
Yes.
He might have been just laundering money for some of these oligarchs.
Which, if you watch Rachel Maddow, I mean, that's not that crazy. She makes that case.
And some of these subsidiaries might have been owned by Don Jr.
Did we talk about this special?
The special marshal or whatever?
Yeah,
the
guys
prosecutors.
Look at the money laundering. The money laundering team. They're after Schindler.
Yeah.
He's
for
fucked.
The RICO.
What happens? What happens if they Rico Suave his ass before he's impeached or whatever? What happens? Like, if you get arrested for some shit.
Well, it's a criminal indictment.
I mean, do you have to go to jail even if you're not impeached, or are you still the president?
he would have to turn himself in, I would assume. I don't think
he ain't doing that.
He wouldn't spend a moment in jail, but I think would. He would have to surrender himself to the authorities, yeah. And then, you know, of course, they'd let him go on his own recognizance or whatever.
Right. I want to see how he makes that tanning lotion in a prison cell, like what he whips up.
You're right.
A combination of battery acid and sperm.
So now the New York Times is breaking this.
Fake news!
If this is... God damn. You know, every day it's more. Yesterday was, oh my God, he gave some shit to the Russians. Now they're saying that there is a memo.
Yes. A missive.
That in which Trump allegedly wrote, Comey wrote in a memo shortly after the meeting that the president had asked him to shut down the federal investigation into Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
Well, I mean, as president, can't you ask people to do whatever the fuck you want to? My God.
Is that illegal? No. I hope you can let this go. The president allegedly told Mr. Comey, according to the memo.
Crooked Hillary, by the way. Crooked fucking Hillary, you fucking idiots, you fucking racist fucking morons.
Comey wrote the memo detailing the conversation with the president immediately after the meeting.
Oh, my God.
Which took place the day after Flynn resigned.
Yes.
The existence of Trump's request is the clearest evidence that the president has tried to directly influence the Justice Department. That's obstruction. That's impeachable.
Yes.
Right there.
Paul Ryan, get off your fucking ass and get the impeachment going, you fucking asshole. What the fuck?
That's what finally tore down Nixon, was just multiple obstruction charges.
God, we listened to that Nixon speech, and he wasn't known for being a good speaker, right?
Articulate. Look at how low the bar is right now.
Yeah, I was just listening to him, and I was like, this is... Trump is no Nixon, you know.
Right.
Right. He is.
Fortunately.
Not, right. See, don't you? I think Nixon can connect with people and, you know, maybe you feel sorry for him in some way.
He did kill thousands.
I know. Well, they didn't know that back then, or they didn't see it that way. But there's no. I don't know how anyone finds sympathy for Schindler. Because. You know what I mean? That there's just nothing there that's remotely likable. If you aren't a tremendous racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How the fuck could you fucking people elect this guy? How the fuck could you do it?
They say one of Comey's associates read parts of it to the New York Times, one of these memos. They haven't seen it themselves. It says, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go. To letting Flynn go, Trump told Mr. Comey, according to the memo. He's a good guy. I hope he can let this go.
He's a good guy.
No, that's right out of Trump's. That's Trump. He said that the other day, even.
He's a good guy.
He's still defending Flynn.
Look at this white guy shit.
He put in so many years of good service.
And he's white?
Yeah. Until he flipped for the Russians. So many years of good service.
You know, these rich white guys, their definition of a quote-unquote good guy is, you know, it's fucking questionable.
Mr. Comey
God.
Said that he didn't agree to curtailing the investigation. He only applied, I agree he's a good guy.
Oh, man. Could you imagine? Comey must have hated talking to this guy. It's got to be terrifying if you're in the FBI. And, you know, you try to be ethical and everything, and all of a sudden you got your president leaning on you to do something.
The White House, apparently they reached out to the White House. It looks like the White House is a little bit of their shit together because they've got a statement already. While the president has repeatedly expressed his view that General Flynn is a decent man who served and protected our country, the president has never asked Mr. Comey or anyone else to end any investigation, including any investigation involving General Flynn.
Yes. Had Obama made that statement, would there be any like we said the other day, you'd be like, well, maybe Comey's lying.
Right.
But there's no way.
You can't believe anything out of this. Sure, yeah, you can't believe anything out of this administration.
He's a fucking liar.
be ready to laugh. The president has the utmost respect for our law enforcement agencies and all investigations. This is not a truthful or accurate portrayal of the conversation between the president and Mr. Comey. Maybe Comey is kind of daring Trump to produce these tapes that allegedly exist. Because Comey's saying, this is what was said at this meeting.
Yeah.
And if Trump is like, that's not what happened.
Does he have the tapes? Do you think they exist?
He did that in the past.
I mean, he has allegedly a long history of recording shit, right? So,
well, listening in on combos at Mar-a-Lago. Did you hear that one?
No.
Yeah, that allegedly he listened in on phone conversations of employees and shit at Mar-a-Lago.
So
and at his Trump offices.
So he goes to Russia. He gets some hookers to pee on plastic, and he jacks off. And he doesn't think he's live on camera. You know what I mean? The tape isn't fucking rolling. I don't know. He must be fucking stupid.
I think he's dumb. He's a narcissist. He doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, like pathological narcissist. The narcissist. He's a pathological narcissist.
That's your official.
I have to wear this when I have to do voiceovers for.
Why?
Speech impediments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, do you think. Fuck. My theory is that's why he wanted this, his own private security force to record people to do this dirty shit. Because he's setting up all these tapes and everything. He's not doing it.
So who knows? He may. He may not. He may just be bluffing. He's kind of done that before.
Yeah.
And produced nothing, right?
You know what I think's going to happen? I can guarantee you this. That private security force of his is going to whisk him away when the shit hits the fan and we will never hear from him again. They're going to find some, you know, what was that movie with Tom Cruise and.
Fly to Russia. All
these people where they're ripping masks off their fucking face. It's a heist movie, kind of, but with spies. Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible?
Fuck me, God. So it's going to be like Mission Impossible, and they're going to have a fake Trump. And then the real Trump's going to be in, you know, who knows?
Right.
But where's he going to hide?
I think you can just go to Russia. Why hide?
Yeah.
Russia.
God, Russia sucks, though, right? It's cold.
Parts, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They'll put him in, like, Siberia.
But you got to hide the fucking guy.
I think he may have a little higher elevated.
Oh, yes.
Maybe if he's got money hidden.
Does Russia suck?
Of course he's got money hidden offshore. What am I saying?
He probably doesn't even know where his fucking money is.
True.
I bet this motherfucker has money buried in golf courses. I bet you has to be. Start digging up his fucking golf courses. It's going to be like Pablo Escobar.
There were reports yesterday, I think it was.
Yes.
That reporters hanging out kind of in the communications wing of the White House, you know, where they all hang.
Oh, yes.
At one point, the evil triad of Steve Bannon, Sean Spicer, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh my fucking God.
They all slithered into one of these strategy rooms or something.
Can we check their DNA to see if they're human?
And there was one other person there. Communications director Michael Dubke.
Yes.
Staffers had to run around and turn up the televisions to drown out the yelling and screaming that was going on. Allegedly, in the room, reporters were tweeting. Just saw Bannon, Spicer, and Sanders go into a room, yelling and screaming. Staff just turned up the TVs to drown it out.
Oh my God! Just think about Schindler's theory of how to, you know, build a good team. He wants to get people together that hate each other.
Yeah.
And that's going to produce this.
And he's creating his own problems.
Right. He is.
He's getting mad at the communications people for not knowing what he's going to say that's going to totally contradict what they say. He's going to go on TV 2 days later and say the opposite of what they say.
Oh, yeah.
And make them look like assholes.
Right.
And then blame them.
Yes. What happens when we have a real fucking thing happen?
Well, that's it. That's why we got to get this guy out. F-A-S-T. Because
I don't really.
If something really hits the fan, we're fucked. We're fucked.
We need a coup. No, I mean, hyperbole. I'm talking hyperbole. I'm reading lines from a movie. We need a coup like yesterday.
We'll have one in 2018, we hope.
Right.
Because even if the craven, horrible, awful, traitorous GOP doesn't cave in and finally see what's happening after all this, by 2018, if we flip at least one of the chambers, we can get this shit going. If it's only the Senate, we can at least get a real investigation going and impanel a special prosecutor.
Right.
But, God, if we got the House and the Senate, then they could start impeachment proceedings.
Yeah.
Just bypass all that
shit. By the way,
shit.
If the Dems got the House and the Senate, then you just need the Oval Office, and this country will look more like California.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
What is up with all this? Like, I never understood why right-wing nut jobs like to make weird jokes about her sexuality. Why is that? I don't get it. Because she was married to Bubba, you know, because Bill, you know, promiscuous. I just don't. I'm sorry
to have Tamar to have power over her. It's a male.
I don't do. I don't think of Hillary Clinton as a sexual being. And listen, I'm sorry, Hillary. I don't mean to fucking insult you. I just don't think about you like that. It would never occur to me that she would have any interest in a butt plug. So I don't know why Alex Jones said that.
Doesn't make any sense. Rock on.
I she sent too many emails. That was a knock against her.
But her emails.
Yeah,
there's a lot of calling out of the hypocrisy on social media of people where all they're doing is playing the litany of Trump quotes from all of his speeches about she can't be trusted with secrets. She's reckless. You can't trust her. You can't trust her.
Fuck you.
And a shit ton of other Republican toadies out saying the goddamn same thing. Paul Ryan said something similar.
I mean, that's...
I think I retweeted a Daryl Issa tweet from last year. How will I tell my military constituents to trust the person in the White House who leaks secrets or something
was
like that?
Was that about Fast and Furious? The Daryl Issa thing way back when?
No, it was about Hillary.
Oh, okay.
Her emails.
Yeah.
How do I look my constituents in the eye kind of a thing and tell them to vote for someone who doesn't have the state secrets at heart or whatever, you know.
What are you going to tell your constituents when some bullshit hits the fan? I don't know. North Korea does something bad. There's a horrible terrorist act here, you know, and you guys took the ball. You weren't paying attention to ISIS, but yet you were shutting down Planned Parenthoods across the country. Are you going to say you're proud that you protected the fucking rights of a fucking fetus?
Right.
That they are the do nothing goddamn party. And, you know, when are we going to start seeing that is a danger to our national security? We got a whole party of our government not giving a dick about anything except erasing the black from Obama's reign. So stupid.
So not only apparently is there, you know, battling going on in the ranks.
Fuck you.
Allegedly. Probably Bannon. Isn't that what he's kind of known for? Even over at Breitbart, he would screaming matches at everybody.
What a great guy to have around.
Yeah.
Oh, let me add to that guy that got into some argument with his fucking wife, and then they got in a kind of a physical thing. She tried to call 911. He grabbed the fucking portable phone, broke it. during her 911 call, stopped her 911 call. Allegedly. I want that guy in the fucking White House.
Yeah. But also, apparently, it's taking its toll on the love fest between Schindler and his son-in-law.
Oh, shit.
Jared Kushner, who, of course, Jared, as some 30-something-year-old billionaire, is more than qualified to run everything.
Who's worse, Subway Jared or this Jared?
Subway Jared.
Really?
Yeah, he molested kids.
I know, but I mean, think about it. What if this Jared steers us into World War III?
Well, you know.
And what about that?
As of right now.
What's worse on kids, molestation or nuclear
war? As of right now, it's Jared, right. Subway Jared. But,
buy a nose.
Know, TBD.
Buy a lot, really. You're right. You're right.
So after now they're saying that these leaks are just increasing, and like everybody's, once again, you surround leaks. Yourself with vipers,
yeah,
and with horrible, irredeemable people, deplorable people,
horrible people.
You're going to get people who are just going to try to save their own skins and are just going to start leaking like crazy, so that when this shit storm,
yeah,
finally sinks, this goes away. It's a fucked up metaphor. When it finally goes away, that it will somehow they'll save their own asses. They could be like, "I was the one leaking. I was the one leaking. Don't arrest me."
Man, I was having a conversation with somebody, and like, think about who Trump attracts to work for him. Who is in his cabinet? Who could he sway to come work for him? You know, and it wasn't any. It was no one exceptional. And if it was someone that, I mean, there are people that turned him down. And it's a shame if you think if Hillary would have won, who could she have got to play for her on her fucking team, man? Just think right. about our Secretary of State. Could have been amazing.
Joe Biden.
Could have been Joe fucking Biden.
Right.
I mean, it really makes you nuts when you think about what her cabinet could have been. What her leadership could have been, you know? She's going to serve her presidency from jail. What right. the fuck? You guys are fucking idiots. It's disgusting.
I mean, they would have been... It would have been as awful as it was with Obama. With as long as the Republicans are in charge of
yeah.
either and or the House or Senate, that she would have had a hard time because,
yeah.
you know, Chafetz would still be there.
Oh, God.
Number one thing would be Benghazi, the permanent commission on her emails.
Is there any way we're getting it? Like we're in the middle of it's the middle of the night. The ghost of Christmas future visited someone
mm-hmm.
and we're in the middle of that little playlet. This is what it looks like. The horrible vision. We're going to wake up tomorrow and this isn't a thing. It's like, this is real.
So the reports are now that, president is overheard
what
complaining about having to fire Michael Flynn.
Ah, come on. I fucking like the guy. He's fun. He's funny.
And that with all this, this hate, all the haters.
Yeah.
He's just not happy. Everybody should be loving him right now.
Aren't they on the same fantasy baseball team?
And nobody's talking about all of his victories. And it's driving him crazy. He's angry. And they're saying that some of these mood swings are now going at Jared.
Oh, okay.
The report claims, quote, his own mood, according to advisors who spoke on the condition of anonymity.
Oh, shit.
Has become sour and dark. Oh, Donnie's not happy.
Oh, he was just golfing. He went golfing on Sunday.
Yeah.
He went golfing. Why is he fucking golf? Just go golf and feel better and do less presidential shit.
He's now turning against most of his aides, even his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, describing them in a fury as incompetent.
Oh, come on. What? You're out of the cabinet. Why does Schindler? He's got, you know, I think the problem with Trump is he needs an attitude adjustment. You know, he needs.
Well, you know, rages like that are a sign of dementia.
Oh, God. I mean, maybe he needs some Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Does he need to listen to some Tony Robbins or something?
Walk across some coals?
Right. Yeah. Is that, oh God, fucking damn it.
Wasn't that Tony Robbins?
Yes, it was. I forgot about that.
Didn't he get in trouble for
yeah.
having people walk across yeah, coals and they burn the fuck out of their feet?
It's weird, you know, the science and shit.
Yeah. Didn't go well.
No.
Well, I think you're supposed to spray water over the top of them.
You're supposed
and
to,
it makes it look, and it makes it steam, and you're pretending that, oh, look, the steam is, you know, I mean, it's part of the show.
They
but in actuality,
that.
you're cooling off the top of the rock, right. So it makes it, that's how it makes it. That's the science behind it.
Now, you did theater for a long time, and I did as well. And part of the reason, like when you do a production where that involves someone walking across hot coals, but you skip the step where you
well,
make
that
the
would
hot
never
coals
happen for one.
Not hot.
Yeah.
Then you failed as a producer of something. You fucked up. Why not? Why didn't you write a right. list down of what you had to do? How right. do you forget that?
How about some brightly painted styrofoam to walk through?
That's, it makes that, that makes, sound, though. That's,
yeah,
a,
great.
That's a horrible idea.
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
So they're also saying that Trump, this is kind of what McMaster came out and said.
Yes.
Was that Trump doesn't understand the intel well enough to really have leaked anything to them.
He's
because
even
he doesn't really understand it when he's told it.
Oh, my God.
And McMaster even kind of came out and said he couldn't have given away any of the assets or whatever because we didn't tell him
yeah.
where the information came. Wait, we didn't tell the president.
Right.
The president doesn't know where the intel came from.
Dude.
Why? You know damn well that Obama... And I read something about how Obama handled shit like this.
Oh, he buried this intel on many different levels.
He went to bed.
Yeah.
Reading about everything. Tell me, and I want another update at 7 in the morning, and we're
right.
going to do this. And he would get the team together, and they would draft a statement
wow.
together.
Wow.
And they would all trust each other, and they would all
yes.
Trust fall with Josh Earnest.
Yeah.
It's because he was the one who was their face, who would go out and face the sling and arrows
yeah.
and they were all supportive of him not trying to backstab him at every you know
it's as
every
if,
way and he wasn't undermined by the president at all. Josh Earnest says Obama never once
right
told him you misrepresented what I want.
You know, it's weird. It's like Obama wanted to be president. It's strange,
right?
You mean he got together yeah. with his fucking crack team in the White House?
He would read the
and
intel
they conferred on
and
shit?
Obama would probably say, well, where did this come from? I want to know where this came from.
Right.
If I want it corroborated. Right?
Yeah.
Trump's like, oh my God, we've got this great intel, Sergey.
You know what I don't... right!
I get the biggest, best intel. You know, we got a guy in Mosul that's on the ISIS. He's really high up in the ISIS. He's one of ours. It's awesome.
You know what? It's no different than you meet some Hollywood fucking dirtbag douche face... And they say, hey, how are you? And they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they tell you yeah. that they once had a latte with fucking Richard Simmons
right.
at lunch one day. And, hey, I'm important.
Right.
Is he just dropping names? Hey, what about this ISIS thing? God, he's got so many bad qualities. He's got a lot of bad qualities to have if you're a human being that breathes and walks around and shit. But really bad qualities if you're a president. I mean, shit.
In private, three administration officials conceded they could not publicly articulate their most compelling and honest defense of the president, which is that Trump, a hasty and indifferent reader of printed briefing materials,
he doesn't read,
simply did not possess the interest nor the knowledge of the granular details of intelligence gathering to leak specific sources and methods of intelligence gathering that could have done damage. So, they're like, he doesn't know what the hell's going on. But it sounds like he still spilled enough. Like, you don't, all he had to do was, they said, name a town. And the Russians could easily
yeah.
piece together
they're smart.
Who might be that source.
Do you think...
I got it out of the Israelis.
Read? Can he read? Do we know he can fucking read?
Well,
I'm not fucking kidding.
Well, seriously, remember that... that story of Saturday Night Live, that one actor who was there when Trump was on during the primaries, but now is not there anymore. But he said, no,
he can't
read,
man.
He said at the table, quote, read, that it really appeared that he has trouble reading out loud or reading.
Maybe that's why he didn't want to go to the briefing, because then his poor reading skills would be exposed to whoever
but
is briefing
him. But he reads off a prompter.
Him.
He does read off a prompter.
He reads off a prompter because we've seen him read off a prompter. I'm sorry. I sound like Alex Jones. We don't know he is. He's got an ear prompter. And we don't know he didn't memorize that shit. I am fucking serious. Can he read at all?
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
That motherfucker can't read. That's what that guy just said. He can't understand the fucking briefings. I mean, Obama could read. He could read, right? I mean, he was a good president. He could read and retain information and make decisions.
I think so.
God, I'm
yeah.
so fucking frustrated.
Yeah. I would leave my dog with Obama.
Well, yeah.
I would not leave my dog with Trump.
I wouldn't leave a kid. I wouldn't leave anything with Trump that I wanted to have later.
Right.
The motherfucker gets two scoops of ice cream and everybody else gets one. How did that story get out there? It's bananas.
So there you go. Trump, an unhappy camper. Sad king.
You know, I bet he's the only president where I bet I'm a better writer than Trump. I think I could write a better essay than Trump. I probably could. No. You know what I mean? But
really?
You can't say that about any other president, probably. I mean, they're all like exceptionally smart guys. Even if you don't like fucking agree with their politics, they're not idiots where people don't.
And to the C students.
Even him. Even him.
Well,
right?
He did get a C at Harvard.
I can't get a C. Listen, I watched that. What's that movie with Matt Damon and that other guy? Batman. The guy was Batman. Ben Affleck.
What
was that movie they both did?
With Robin Williams?
Guy. Yeah, Harvard guys.
Yeah, I forgot the name already. Yeah. Goodwill Hunting.
Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October.
Hunting. The movie about hunting.
Beaver Hunt 7.
Yeah, I can't. I watched that. I can't get a fucking. I can't get a C in Harvard. I can't. I don't
well,
think I
right.
could.
Well, right. Yeah, yeah.
But W
well,
did.
If your dad was president.
Surely.
Or vice president, you might.
But this Trump is stupid as fuck. Like, stupid.
Yeah.
Like, if he believes that we all have batteries that we're born with that we slowly deplete as we
oh, God.
Get older, then, like, well, this makes sense. And how does he not, you know, make that dickhead from Arkansas the head of the EPA?
Yeah, I don't know.
Phil Fuckface, whatever his fucking name is. EPA guy that doesn't believe in.
Oh yeah,
the Tooth Fairy invented the. You
all
know,
their names
squirted,
are
made Earth.
All the names of the swamp is
yes.
swirling together.
They're all stupid.
So that's what's going on in that. We also have
he doesn't even understand he's doing anything illegal. That's what some people are saying, right? Like he doesn't know because he's too fucking.
Well,
stupid.
He may not have done something illegal.
I thought they said
No. Well, not today. Hour.
Not today.
Right, not this hour.
Refresh the Google search. I mean, honestly.
But the you know, he does have the right to declassify and he can do it.
Okay.
He can do it on the fly like McMaster basically said he did. They asked him, "Was this something you guys talked about?" Cuz usually,
declassified.
Normal people,
yes,
normal presidents when meeting with the Russians. Now,
right.
The meeting with Lavrov,
yes,
the foreign minister, not unusual.
What do you mean, together one-on-one?
Well, no, not unusual.
Yeah.
That they meet with our Secretary of State, we meet with
by
their,
themselves in a room,
right? Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, no, you have toadies, but for the most part, I don't think they were ever in a room alone together.
I was trying to think. I can't remember an episode of 24 when the president, whoever's playing the president, was in the room alone with whatever white guy was playing the Secretary of State. You know, I can't remember one. You're right.
Right. But they.
I'm sorry. Is Mike Flynn the parallel to like Jack Bauer? You know what I mean?
Come on.
I'm trying to figure this how this works. Or is that guy that Mike Flynn hired who he paid $200,000 too for data fucking entry.
I don't think we have a Jack Bauer.
That guy. I forget his name, though. The guy that...
the Brit?
No, that guy is James
Bond. That's the real... Oh, yeah,
he's James Bond. But Jack Bauer's... We don't have a Jack Bauer. Boy, that's sad.
I don't think we do.
That's who we need.
Maybe Preet Bharara. Well, he got fired. But I mean, maybe this Rosenstein guy will come through and appoint a special prosecutor, or I don't know. Maybe they won't have to. Maybe there's something I saw today.
Black Lives Matter. They need to take over.
If I can find it again, there's something that's burbling in. Out in lefty land, but it's coming from some of these sources that have been pretty spot on that.
Hello.
Something about the U.S. Marshals are somehow mobilizing or
no shit.
Something. This is over at it's Patrobotics.
Wow.
Patrobotics.com.
Great name. What is that? Patrobotics. Patriotbotics?
Yeah, I guess so. Patrobotics.
Is it right-wing nut job?
No. I forget the dude's name.
Patrobotics.
I'll find it in a moment.
Hello. Fuck you.
Investigative journalism and analysis of the Russian hack on... this is specifically about Russian attack. Pro-America, pro-democracy, pro-NATO... NATO, pro-Russia, anti-Putin.
Putin.
Which I think we all are.
Oh, yes. We're all anti-Putin, except the dickheads that like it when he takes his shirt off and rides on, you know, a horse.
So this guy's had some stuff before. He's connected. And the story today is the U.S. Marshals Service presented a plan to some senior Justice Department official... to serve warrants in the Trump-Russia inquiry.
Oh, shit.
They've gotten separate sources with links to the intelligence and law enforcement community have reported. So,
oh, my God.
They're sourced, allegedly.
Mr. President, you've been served.
The extensive plan was approved yesterday by a senior Justice Department official who's closely involved in prosecuting the case.
Oh, shit.
So somebody somewhere working for Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III hasn't been gotten to.
Right. Hidden away somewhere.
They say it's an extensive plan, multiple pages in length,
multiples,
covering not only the serving of warrants, but logistical arrangements such as closure of streets if necessary.
Holy fucking fuck. What does that mean? They're taking in a bunch of people?
They're getting ready for a shitstorm, too, maybe.
Maybe they think, like, they got to take everybody out at once so they can't, like, talk to each other and get their story straight. I mean, this could be like a massive fucking scandal, but, you know, if all the players are kind of fucking stupid, you know.
Yeah. they say that the further report that the timing is uncertain, but plans are normally only presented and approved when arrests are imminent.
Oh, shit.
Because they don't want to.
But isn't
show their hand too early, so they usually wait until arrests are imminent.
Why are they saying this though? This
might be another level of arrest. Like, remember they didn't they scoop up a bunch of Russians a little while ago? And
oh yeah,
but they think they're getting them to Canary. They're getting them to sing,
right, to talk.
You know, hey, we've got you motherfuckers on this. But if you give up your higher ups or people higher up, we'll talk about immunity. Then you get the higher ups. Then you get the warrants for the higher ups. You kick their doors in and you offer the same deal. And, you know, if it goes as high as we think it does.
Yes.
Flynn and Trump. And please, Pence and Ryan for obstruction.
God, yes.
And all these fuckers.
Louis Gohmert for just being a dickhead, man.
Mitch O'Connell. Oh, yeah. Mitch McConnell, who Obama took the shit to about Russian involvement during the primaries. And Mitch the Bitch said, you release that, and we're going to say it's partisan politics.
I fucking forgot about that.
There you go.
He brought concrete evidence. Obama brought concrete evidence to Mitch the Bitch, and Turtlehead said, no, thank you. You must be shitting me. Oh, we're tired of the drama coming out of the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Good fucking God. They clearly don't give a fuck.
And this dude who writes over at Petrobotics says they know the identity of the senior justice official.
Yes.
Who approved the plan.
Okay.
And the court in which it was approved, but they are redacting that information for now. So they have the name of the person who signed off on it, and they have the court that approved it, but they're holding that secret.
Why can't Schittler just fucking put the kibosh on this bullshit? Why can't he?
Because fortunately, there's some independence still in the law enforcement community and in the intelligence community.
Does it bother you that Obama didn't go public with that information?
And he pissed them off.
Yeah. He pissed them off.
He did.
Yeah.
Obama went on TV and talked about Russian involvement.
Right. After he
not real specifics, but he's like, have to watch. Remember that?
Right.
Hillary during the debates said, you're a Russian puppet. The Russians have...
Yeah.
But he didn't present
this evidence that he gave Mitch the bitch, right?
Because then there'd be a trail of dead Russians.
Right. Yeah.
Who are the sources? That was what the big worry was.
The GOP has not done anything good. What good thing have they fucking done for this fucking country? I just can't understand how people vote for them. I mean, they're take your head out of your ass and prove to me they're not un-American.
Open White House, insert blackface.
Yeah.
That'll drive a number of them nuts.
We're just figuring out just about how racist these assholes are. They're so fucking racist that they want a white guy back in office that they don't even give a fuck if he's crooked, if he's in with the Russians.
There's a poll. I don't know if I still have it. But here it is. Yeah, that kind of what we're saying is spot on.
Hello.
That it's not the economics.
Right.
They say it's about the jobs. It's not. That it's the cultural, oh my God, this isn't our country anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind like a of masculine fears. Thing. Like they want it to look.
Well, for the guys. And then you take their jobs away. So they have no feeling that they can support their families, that they.
And they blame that. They take that out in the voting booth against the party that wants to raise the minimum wage.
Because their leaders are telling them it's the brown person in the inner city who's sitting there driving a Cadillac with a 87-inch TV, living off the welfare dime and not paying a thing. And
that's fascism.
It's the illegals running across the border and taking the jobs that we outsourced to Mexico.
Right. God.
Oh, ignore that last part.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck it.
It's crazy.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck them. You know what? People are done trying to explain shit to you. Look what you did.
The research carried out by the Public Religion Research Institute and The Atlantic.
Jolly good.
Found that voters who supported deporting undocumented immigrants were 3.3 times more likely to support Trump over Clinton.
Hey,
a shocker.
Hey, fuck you. Oh, God.
It was not economic hardship that motivated the white working class.
Yes.
By a ratio of more than 2-1, but anxiety over immigration.
God, you're so fucking stupid. There's no evidence.
Voters in the white working class who reported their financial shape as being either fair or poor.
Yes.
Were actually 1.7 times more likely to support Clinton than Trump.
Okay.
Support from the white working class was key to Trump's surprise victory. 2/3 of non-college educated whites voted for Trump.
Right.
I love the uneducated.
He said that. He said that!
28% of non-college educated whites went for Clinton.
No, Mike. Do you remember when Trump was saying all that shit, like, whatever? Obama came on TV and he was speaking about something. He was like, oh, and by the way, it is good to know things. We want to know things. Remember? He had to remind the country that we want to, as human beings, it's better to know more shit. You want to know more shit. We're stupid.
Trump's pledge to build a great, great wall resonated with them.
God.
He also described Mexicans as drug smugglers. He opened it up. He rode down the escalator.
Yes.
And opened.
Oh, my
His
God.
Opening 5 minutes was Mexicans are drug smugglers, criminals, rapists. Some, I suppose, are good people.
God damn it. Howard Dean has got to be out of his fucking mind. He,
right.
he fucked up. He did that weird entrance to the thing where he was riding on a tour bus. That was weird.
Oh, yeah. That
was fucked up. And then he screamed.
But, yeah.
You know, he's no Donald Trump. I mean, oh, my God.
Those views resonated with this white working class that they interviewed or they polled. 68% of those said they believe the U.S. is in danger of losing its cultural identity.
That's racism. That is straight up racism.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't think you can actually define that without being a fucking racist. Well,
I concur. Xenophobe.
Yeah.
Racist.
What was the difference?
People get really picky about...
And British, by the way.
Muslim ain't a race. Or stuff like that.
In Britland, it is xenophobe, not xenophobe. Xenophobic.
65% say that American culture has deteriorated since the 50s. Since all those Negroes get
oh
more,
my
since
God.
That Civil Rights Act and that Voting Rights Act, you know, everything just gone to shit.
White people that are racist, just know you're trash. And fuck, there's just nothing to do with you. Continue to watch Tim Allen movies and go fuck yourself.
And get this, more than half of white working class Americans.
Yes.
Said that discrimination against whites.
Oh my God.
Is as big a problem.
Oh, fuck you.
As discrimination facing blacks and other minorities.
Oh God.
Holy
fuck.
Sheep shit.
You know,
holy white sheep shit.
Years ago, I had an argument. God, you were there. I believe you were there at this restaurant. We were sitting outside. Uptown in Chicago.
A lot of years ago.
Oh, yes. Near Irving Park, and nobody gives a fuck, right? We were talking about affirmative action. And someone at the table said, well, affirmative action, that's no good because you know what? You can't fight racism with racism. And a white guy said that. I mean, so like, what do you say to that? That's insane.
Right, because they're not recognizing the economic, the cultural, the societal.
Yes. Does he think
giant boot that has been stepping on everybody brown since the inception of this fucking country? And
yeah.
And still, look at redlining. Look up redlining. That's all I gotta tell them.
Dude, if
Google redlining.
If you're an African American parent, you cannot tell your kid to go to the police.
Well, right.
I mean, somebody articulated that during one of these horrible fucking shootings. And, you know, that really resonates with me. Because when I was a kid, my mom said, go to the fucking cops. If you see, you can always trust a policeman. But you sure as fuck can if you're black. You know what I mean? You cannot. That's in.
Mine did because that's how I could get out of the tickets.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it's the South Side.
That's right. We were connected.
Oh, man.
Connected on the South Side of Chicago.
You know, Mayor Daley is just one of those Democrats. It's just not like a lot of the other What is it about Chicago that makes people dirty when you go there? It's just like...
Well, I think big, giant cities. You know, it's New York.
Right.
Boston.
Well, Giuliani,
And I think anytime you have a dynasty, which is fucking Daley, and then his son.
Right.
How do we not have royalty in this country?
Yeah, well, at least Daley's son didn't order the cops to beat people to death with their batons.
Not that he didn't want to.
Well, see, that's where the phrase, it's a thought that counts. That's
right.
Where that's bullshit, because it's nice that he didn't, you know, even though he wanted to.
So there, a latest study showing that.
Yes.
It wasn't.
Everybody's stupid.
The white. non-educated working class did not vote economically. They voted, we don't like brown people, and neither does Trump.
You can't even teach these guys enough math to say, if you elect Hillary Clinton and the minimum wage is 15 fucking cunting dollars an hour, you're going to be better off because right now you're getting eight something. It's nearly twice. Why did Bernie or someone tell these people you're going to make twice what you're making per hour in some states if the minimum wage is raised?
Meanwhile, I think I just read Missouri is doing the opposite. The Republicans of Missouri are making sure it's down like $7 an hour or something. Yeah. They're knocking it down. Yeah. They had passed a wage increase. And I saw it was a story, a woman who has worked forever for a long time, single mother, struggling, worked at the same restaurant, is still making minimum wage after like 5 years. And a couple of the comments I saw underneath are like, why doesn't she get a better job?
What the fuck is wrong with that job?
Well, and exactly. Right.
Makes me so fucking mad. And we say it all the fucking time. There is no fucking reason. Minimum wage at whatever job shouldn't be able to afford you a life where you're not struggling.
Right.
You know, you should be able to raise a family pumping gas.
It's a fucked up demonization of work, of real labor.
You know what, man? If I was president, I would run on this anti-automation shit. I'm going to have a war against... It's going to be...
Well, how about educating...
I'm going to be racist against robots.
How about educating people and how about freeing us from... How about... Oh, my God, that's great. If we can have robots, maybe we can all just work four-hour days.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's the thing I don't get. Heads would explode. How dare you? You should be working 16-hour days, you lazy whore.
Well, you know what I want? This is what I want for this fucking country. What I want... is, you know, like how when you have lots of roommates, you get, you know, like chore assignments and shit
that? Yeah, sure.
I want to treat this whole fucking country like a giant, one giant big fucking apartment. We all have our own little apartments and we all get our little jobs we have to do to take care of the fucking place. And I guarantee you, your chore list is going to be a lot less involved than whatever your fucking horrible day job is now.
That sounds like a socialist collective.
Hell yeah. And you know what? In my collective, get your own haircuts.
We're taking it in turns to act as a sort of governing body for the week.
Yeah.
Some lovely filth over here.
What about making everybody wear the same thing?
There you go. I wasn't fast enough to find the Do You Hear the People Sing clip.
Right.
I would have had that motherfucker going.
Yeah, you're right. We got the wrong fucking idea. Ugh.
Word out on the in the swamp.
Hello.
Is that
fuck you.
Spicy's days may be numbered.
Oh shit. Congratulations, Sean.
And I mean they were just brutal again.
Yeah.
On Saturday Night Live to him. So I mean I just can't imagine that Trump really likes that. But then he does get great ratings.
I tell you what, if I was Sean Spicer, I'd get fired. I don't even care what I signed. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what you have on me. I'm going to say everything about you into my iPhone and put it out in the spankosphere and enjoy, dickhead. I hate you.
Every one of these idiots should be taping every interaction that they have anywhere.
I mean,
in that I would have
God.
I'd have my iPhone going. I'd have a voice recorder going.
Yeah, you would be as if you were a Russian spy pretending to be a fucking photographer heading into the Oval fucking office.
Only to save my own ass. Because I don't know what some lying fuck is going to say that I said.
Yes. You know, yeah.
Right?
Right. Everybody's
and it's just a bonus that you have shit on somebody else. You get when you, you know, fish fucking stinks from the head.
Yeah, magic.
And this one has orange hair and a duck face.
Yeah. Shit. This is what you get when you got a fucking white supremacist as your president's chief strategist. We don't even know if POTUS can read.
So as all the rumors are swirling that there's the communications team may get a shakeup.
And
even Sarah Huckabee Sanders's auditions didn't go really well because she was given the wrong information or she had no information.
Wait, dude.
I mean, she's loathsome.
Somebody, we were somewhere chatting somewhere. Somebody said she was good. But Sarah Huckabee did a good job. What's her name? Is it Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
God, I got
no relation to Bernie.
God, what a nightmare. I mean, when you watch her, it's like, what's worse? That Stephen Hill guy or her?
Miller.
Stephen Miller or her, God.
Well, I mean, her, she's in public. At least they dragged Stephen Miller back under the rock.
Yeah.
Lichen.
So one of the names that have been floated out there is none other than Fox News's Kimberly Guilfoyle.
God, fucking damn it. Can they fucking get somebody that does something for real? God.
And she's fucking not even, she's being coquettish about it.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
She gave an interview to the Bay Area News Group. She said she's been in conversations with the Trump administration about becoming the White House press secretary.
Holy fucking shit.
Or possibly taking on another press role.
Yeah, yeah.
She's an unusual Roger Ailes recruit in that she's a brunette.
Yeah, so what?
But,
oh my God. I forgot which one she was and I looked her up. Jesus.
Frequently in quite short skirts on.
It's inappropriate.
Which is fine. Yeah. Rock on.
Well, you know.
Although I think they were mandated on.
No, it's not inappropriate. If, you know.
Whatever she wants to fucking wear, but just know, you know.
I mean, how are you supposed to dress if you're the fucking.
No, right. You don't have to dress like Offred on.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to put
Wilfred.
Oh, yeah. The horrible show. The
Handmaid's Tale. You
know, terrifying. Terrifying. And the thing they did to that one character. Oh, my God. In that episode.
So Guilfoyle said, I'm a patriot. It would be an honor to serve the country. I think it would be a fascinating job.
Yeah. I think she should do it.
What? This shows just her patent stupidity. Who would remotely consider being Trump's press secretary after all this?
God damn. I mean, I don't know, but this would be interesting for some reason. I like this idea. Why not? Who's he going to pick?
This falls in with the reports a while ago that Trump wanted somebody hot.
Yeah.
to be the press liaison.
That's what he's concerned about.
I don't even know if he cared about the sex.
Yeah.
Could have done with a handsome young man.
Oh, are you saying it could have been somebody a little bit more dashing than Sean Spicy?
Those were the rumors that one of the things Trump, one of the minuses of Spicy is that, you know, he looks like Spicy.
Is it true they thought about Ben Carson for this, for press secretary? Could you imagine? Jesus Christ. Wake up!
Today's 17-hour press conference.
Fell asleep right there.
I'm
wake
all
him up.
Finished with my presentation. Do you have a question for me?
Is it true he's hooked on the same shit that killed Michael Jackson?
I'm into propofol.
Ben Propofol Carson.
So we'll keep an eye on that. Kimberly Guilfoyle may be allegedly willing to take the reins if
jeez.
Spicy goes away. Right. Are you looking at pictures?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
I forgot. I couldn't place her face. No. She was good on Fox, man. She was good at that.
Oh, my God.
She did a great job.
Time? I don't know if we have time for this. No, I've got a clip we got to play really quickly. Sorry. Breaking news.
This just in.
The Alex Jones Show.
Oh, yeah.
Good God. Roger Stone on in Jesus studio Christ. With Alex. Alex looks giddy in this clip. Right. Not happy with H.R. McMaster.
No.
H.R. McMaster is the
security guy, right?
Oh, God, right. The
National Security Advisor.
Right, who took Flynn's place. These guys are big Flynn butt buddies.
Oh, yeah? Alex Jones.
Alex Jones and Roger Stone, big Flynn supporters.
Buddies. Yeah.
Here's a little tete-a-tete.
Are they friends?
That they had on yesterday's show.
Yes.
I want to raise this question, though. Why is it that General Mattis, General McMaster, John Brennan, formerly of the CIA, Michael Hayden, former of the CIA, and James Clapper, why do these guys all have shaved heads?
Because that's part of being a leather daddy.
Is it some secret club or something that they're in? I mean, it is just...
That's part of being a leather daddy.
Why are we playing this now?
I know.
God.
All right. Should we? You know what? We should go.
I want to talk about this tomorrow.
We'll tease that and we'll bring that back tomorrow.
It's all part of being a fucking leather daddy.
It's part of being a leather daddy.
Oh my God.
That was
quick.
He didn't hesitate.
He knows all about that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Let me show you my ball gag.
Oh yeah.
And my Hillary Clinton butt plug.
Oh shit. That was amazing.
We're going to be back tomorrow with that clip and more.
I threw a flash grenade at my face.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Ooh. Don't forget we're on iTunes. We be on Stitcher. Yay. And crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews. Subscribe to us on Stitcher and iTunes. Ooh. And all that shit. Helps us out. Even if you listen to us a different way, just subscribe. That's anyway. Right. Don't forget Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Don't forget you can help us out. Screaming liberal media. Buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Show me the money.
Only helps us here at Screaming Liberal Media.
I want a helping.
We will be back again tomorrow with more of this stuff.
Bye bye.
I'm here.
Forgot your bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.